It is the West Coast Feel Good Station, 7XS. Good morning. This is Skurvo for breakfast, of course, for your Wednesday morning. It's the 23rd of November. And coming up on Friday, the 2nd December, at the Strawn Fire Station, the Strawn Fire Brigade is holding a family Christmas gala. This year, Callum Thompson is the spokesperson for the event, and he's on the line at the moment to tell us all about it. Good morning, sir. How are you going?
Morning, Skurvo. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. Okay, well, first of all, obviously there's a lot of information about bushfire safety and that sort of thing, but this is a fun day as well for the whole family, so let's just concentrate on the fun stuff. What's in it for the kids?
So, for the kids, there's plenty of activities that we have. They include playing with the trucks, playing a bit of hose, a bit of water, and then there's some snakes and ladders as well.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll have some face painting and... yeah, just a few little fun activities for the kids that you'll find out when you come.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know from experience how much they love fire trucks. Anything with sirens and that sort of thing, they're absolutely fascinated by. So I'm sure the kids will love it. You've also got a barbecue on I think it gets underway at about 5:30 p.m. Is that right?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, 5:30. We'll have a barbecue. So donate too much before you come down.
Great, excellent. And Santa's going to be there, is that right too?
Santa arrives at 6:30, so we'll have our bushfire pre-season briefing at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
And that'll be done by our brigade chief, Mark, and we'll wrap that up with Santa coming to visit.
I think it's timely information for you guys to do this and have the bushfire season information handy, because it just sounds as though from what I've heard, we've had a fairly dry winter down here, and so therefore the whole place is going to be a bit dry, the trees, the ground, etc. So it's unfortunately it's set for a bushfire season.
Yeah, that's right. Like in terms of the winter we had and winter previous, like pretty dry. And as you all know, once the sun comes out down here, it just radiates hot and dries everything out so quickly. So if we get a couple of hot, dry days in a row, who knows what could happen. So,
Particularly in a place like Strawn and Queenstown, for example, as well, where it's sort of slightly in a valley. And so, yeah, that's the problem with the trees behind, I guess.
That's right. So... yeah, what we're trying to get the message out is for everyone to understand what our risk is in terms of we have such dense vegetation and remote, but also so many properties within that vegetation. And there's only so many fire trucks around.
Yep, exactly.
Like we're pretty lucky to have as much equipment as we do, but if a big fire comes, unfortunately, we just can't help everyone. So that's when we're trying to focus on everyone taking responsibility to help themselves.
For sure. Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Now, obviously, there can be a fair bit involved with bushfire safety information, but there are things that the family can do in advance and that sort of thing. What's something, you know, what's some brief information that the whole family can get involved in?
Pretty much the easiest thing a family can do is to make their bushfire plan and have that variable. So if one parent's home, they can still enact it, or if both are home, they can still enact it. That includes like personal possessions that are important, like medications, your pets and whatnot. And also preparing your own home, having your gutters clean, not having old dead dry trees up against your house. So that's something that the whole family can do pretty simply, and that goes a long way.
Okay, if there's some information in advance that people want, if they need it a little bit more to the present, what's good literature to go to?
So the website, the TFS website, which is www.fire.tas.gov.au, that has all information that you need, and also TAS Alert. If you put that in Google, that comes up with all incidents and warnings around the state, and that has more information about bushfire as well.
Okay, so activities open for the event at 5 o'clock, that's right, isn't it?
Correct, yeah, 5 o'clock, and we'll be there until We'll be there past 7. So, yeah, come down, have fun, have dinner, and probably big thing to take away is the kids have fun, they're interested, and then for mum and dad, we can talk a little bit more about the summer, upcoming summer with the briefing, and we can help you with any other questions.
Okay. Just before you go, a number if people need to contact you if they find themselves in an emergency situation?
If you're in an emergency, call 000. But if you need a hand preparing your property or have any questions, you can call myself on 0429 881 938, and us as the brigade can come and help or ask, or answer any questions that you have.
Excellent. Well, glad you're doing this very much indeed, Callum. Thank you for your time today, and you have a good day.
Awesome. Thanks, Gerber. Okay. Thanks for having us on.
No worries at all. There we go. Callum Thompson joining us from the Straw and Fire Brigade this morning. Their family Christmas gala is coming up on Friday, 2nd of December at the fire station.